RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, your eyes need a little more than just something to see. They need some good biochemistry. They need some good food. They need some good supplements. And then they need some good advisors that may be traditional or maybe be someone who's traditional in another realm. I'm so fortunate to have Dr. Alan Tillotson as a friend and colleague who has actually cured and put in remission so many people through his information on herbs, vitamins, and nutrition. And I thought I'd bring you back, Alan, today, and we would chat about some miscellaneous subjects that people may not know about.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
So one of which was, I was thinking of mushrooms, and I'll tell you why. My second patient who had severe vertigo had mushrooms for dinner the night before, and their vertigo disappeared in about 6 to 7 hours and never returned. So I'm having to think that maybe it's the mushrooms. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, mushrooms are extremely potent medicine in a lot of ways. They contain a number of complex carbohydrates, and each mushroom species is a little bit different. In Chinese medicine, they're used to strengthen the digestive power. In terms of why vertigo would disappear, I'm not sure, but we know the vertigo is related to the inner ear. The inner ear depends upon good blood flow, and strengthening digestion can sometimes improve that.
You know, another interesting one that a nurse from Canada used was mistletoe. And I'm not sure if it's a mushroom or what, but it grows into the side of trees and somehow seeks out abnormalities with its roots. Do you use mistletoe, and what's your knowledge about that?
Well, actually, we do use mistletoe, Vistum album. It has, like, general, like, low blood pressure lowering properties, hypotensive, and it specifically affects the parasympathetic and creates some nerves and causes vasodilation. So we usually use it for hypertension, headaches, dizziness, loss of energy, irritability, and mild hypertension. The Europeans, however, have a concentrated extract that you can't really do here because it requires an MD prescription that they use by injection for cancer, because they found that that concentrated extract of mistletoe has strong immunoprotective and immunostimulatory activity, so they use it specifically for that reason.
What about ESIAC? Have you used ESIAC?
ESIAC I do not use. That the word ESIAC, if you reverse it, means Cassie. It refers to a Canadian herbalist who claimed that she found this tea, was given to her by Native American, or not a Native American, Native Canadians, and people from that part of Canada, who were using it for cancer. But that's never been substantiated, and I've talked to many herbalists about this, and they think they do not believe that that's a real thing. The product itself is a gentle purgative and a gentle body cleanser. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's certainly not a cancer cure by the way I understand things or any of my professional colleagues.
Well, the placebo is also a marvelous thing that should not be disquieted. I've been remiss without introducing what your background is. Maybe you could share that for a moment in terms of how you've known or learned all about this stuff.
Sure. I started out doing medical anthropology, living in Nepal with Buddhist priests about in the late 1970s. I learned Ayurvedic medicine, which is the medical system of India and Nepal, got a master's degree for that way back in 1981. And then I began studying Chinese medicine directly when I married my wonderful wife, Nai Xing Hu, who's a former assistant professor of Chinese medicine, and learned Chinese medicine from her. I'm licensed in Oriental medicine and acupuncture in the state of Delaware. I'm the author of several textbooks on natural medicine, and I've studied all the different systems, including Western science. So that's just a quick rundown. And my wife and I run the clinic, Chrysalis Natural Medicine Clinic, in Wilmington, Delaware, where we see patients, and I do phone consults with people all over the world.
So just summarizing, what happens is you're one of the unique people that can take Western herbs, Ayurvedic Asian herbs, Chinese herbs, and have learned a basic pathophysiology of human disease and put it together, and through the natural methods of sort of trial and error using concoctions, that you've been able to take on solutions, let's say, to traditional medical problems that seem only can be handled by heavy-dose pharmaceuticals that don't cure it but just manage the symptoms.
That's correct. I have very unusual cases that I've managed to help. I had a case of a gentleman that came here who completely lost the ability to sweat, 100%, couldn't sweat at all, and for 2 years by the time I saw him from Philadelphia, Italian guy around 40 years old, and he'd been to every doctor. They figured out it was neurological, sent him to a neurologist. Nobody could figure it out. While he was here and seeing me, and he had to basically move really slow because if he moved fast, he turned red like a beet and had to just sit down and drink ice water. It was really a terrible disease. So when I examined him, I found out, to make a long story short, that he had been exposed to a fungal mold while he was digging a French drain around his house, that he had fungus infection, a mild fungus infection in his sinus and his lungs, and that was producing chemicals called mycotoxins that were affecting the sympathetic nerves to control the sweating process. So I treated him with natural medicines, got rid of the fungus, and 2 weeks later, after 2 years of no sweating, some sweat started to form on his forehead, and then over the next 6 or 8 months, I got him back to normal sweating. It was a very interesting case that required me to understand Oriental medicine for treating fungus, as well as modern science and how the sinus works, all kinds of different systems coming into play to figure that out.
Well, great, great strides in the frontiers of medicine come from other paradigms. So I was going to ask you about something you sent me this week on the Mumi extract.
Mume extract, which is also called Shilajit or Shilajatsu in Sanskrit, is a rock exudation that is found in the mountains of that part of the world, in the Himalayan mountains. You know, right before Mount Everest is also along the Russian steppes, all those mountains. What happens is that when the sunlight hits during the day, it creates a lot of heat. Then at night when it gets cooled down, there's an excretion, and there's a kind of a humus, H-U-M-S, which forms, and then different kinds of organisms get in there, and it turns into this gummy, thick material, which is a powerful tonic that animals eat. And the people of that part of the world use it as a tonic. When I went to Nepal the first time in 1976, the doctor there in Nepal, Dr. Mana, the physician of Ayurveda, the herbal physician, saved my life using this extract. It's a very potent extract, but it's hard to find in the United States. It's a very wonderful natural medicine.
So what would you recommend if someone is rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, some chronic disease, Crohn's disease, I don't know, doesn't matter which one, and they've come to a standstill with traditional therapy? Should they contact you, and do you have to see them?
Well, like I said, we do phone consultations with people all over the world because unfortunately there's a shortage of professional herbalists that know that are fully trained in dealing with these complex diseases. But yeah, for autoimmune disorders, I think that's kind of a misnomer. There's always a reason why the immune system is not regulating properly. It can be things as simple as blood flow. It can be problems with not having enough vitamin D. You can have digestive problems and be hidden infections. Once you get rid of the underlying infections, the underlying problems that are underlying the autoimmune disease, often simple methods will help to calm it down quite a bit.
What you're saying is treat the cause, not the symptoms. You'll get a lot further.
Exactly.
Well, this is great, Alan, as always. And every week you see a few of my people, they come back smiling, and it lets you know there's always options. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for broadening your own horizons and those of your friends and family. Listen well, stay well, and continue to see well and think outside the box.